Happy Wednesday again, voice tubers. I am Gelun Bu from Gelun Bu Fa Yin Ku. So my name is Columbus, and I'm a pronunciation teacher as well as an accent reduction coach. And I'm also a YouTuber, and I'll be doing these challenges on here with you every single Wednesday. So today's video talks about making fake food in movies and TV shows. So apparently a lot of the food that you see on screen is not real. And I never even thought about the possibility that it could be fake. The first thing I thought when I saw this video was, what a waste of money. I mean, for the money that they spend trying to hire one fake food artist to make one fake donut, they could probably buy 100 real donuts. But I guess movies have a lot of money to waste. And they would spend whatever they could just to make sure that the filming day goes just a little bit smoother. I don't know. Anyways, here is the passage for today.
TV shows and movies will try to use real foods on screen when possible. But there are a number of reasons why food props might be used instead.
Now let me say it again. TV shows and movies will try to use real foods on screen when possible. But there are a number of reasons why food props might be used instead. 好，现在呢，我想用中文解释一下你需要注意的发音上的点哦。So, 今天呢，我主要想跟你讨论这个 S 这个子音。大家都知道了 ，S 这个子音呢是 S 这个音的。不过呢，如果你这个 S 放在一个字中或者字尾的时候呢，很多时候呢，它其实不是一个 S 的音的。我就再读一读这个 passage 给你们听，然后你们仔细听一下这个 S 会变成什么音。TV shows and movies will try to use real foods on screen when possible, but there are a number of reasons why food props might be used instead. 有没有听到？其实这个 passage 里面很多那个 S 呢，实际上是一个 Z 的声音的，所以 S 变成比较像一个 Z 的。Alright, 我再说一遍，然后这次呢，我再说慢一点，然后我想你们抓那个 z 在哪里 ，okay? TV shows and movies will try to use real foods on screen when possible, but there are a number of reasons why food props might be used instead. Okay.其实呢，我觉得这里的 S 呢有一半是 Z， 有一半就是本来的 S。So shows 是 Z， movies， foods， reasons， used。为什么会有这个现象出现呢？主要就是因为我们很多时候说这个 S 的时候，如果那个 S 是从一个母音带过去那个 S， 或者一个从一个有声子音带过去那个 S 呢，我们很多时候那个 声音那个声带不会停顿的震动，所以呢那个 S 就会变成一个 Z。 So 比如说，如果说 use 这样其实蛮顺口的，但是如果我故意把它那个声音切断呢， use 反而可能比较有一个比较故意的感觉，比较没有那么好说。那现在你们一定会觉得，哦，那什么时候会是用这个 z 这个音的呢？那其实呢，这个我觉得，如果你真的很深入的探讨呢，是有一些规则的。但是我建议大家不要去背那些规则，因为我觉得有点太复杂了，就是不值得你们去这样探讨。我主要想你们做的只是去注意这个现象就好了，然后也是去模仿 ，OK？ 然后你慢慢呢会开始知道，你的无意识大脑会开始知道呢，什么时候呢是 s， 什么时候是 z 的 ，OK？ 好，那发音教学呢我就讲到这里了。如果你们对这种的发音教学或者正音教学有兴趣的话呢，我有好消息，就是我目前在策划一个完整的发音课程，想教大家一些可能你们一直想学到，但是就是没有学到的一些发音的技巧，可以帮助大家说英文的时候更加有自信。所以呢，这个计划呢，我们12月10号开始，我会跟 VoiceTube 一起在这个为这个课程做一个募资的活动，然后这个课程会在 columbus.cool 这个网址的。当然现在还没有12月10号，但是如果你们现在去那个网址呢，上面是有一些免费的发音教材给你们用的。Alright, so moving on, let's go look at some vocabulary words. The first word for today is on screen. So on screen simply means a TV show or a movie. So on another note, big screen just means movies. So if I say that my friend is going to show up on the big screen, it means that he is going to star in a movie. And the second word for today is a number of. So a number of means few or several, which just means more than two, but not many. Okay. For example, if I say that I have a number of businesses that I want to start, or that I have a number of books that I want to read, that actual number would probably be maybe six or seven, but not many. All right, the third word for today is prop. And a prop is an object that is used by actors during a stage performance or during a screen performance. And when I make YouTube videos, I use props too. For example, if I do a skit in my videos where I drink from a water bottle, then that water bottle would be a prop. So that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember, guys, I have a YouTube video coming out every Monday at 9:09, so remember to go check out my videos. And please do try to do this pronunciation challenge with me, because that would make me very happy. I am Columbus, and I'll see you here next Wednesday.